tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. It has been 12 days now since Danilo Cavalcante escaped prison in Pennsylvania, but police say the convicted killer is still out there. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says they need the public's help.
We remain concerned that Cavalcante will attempt to steal another vehicle to facilitate his escape. As a reminder, we ask for the public's help by familiarizing themselves with the updated photographs and description of Cavalcante, to check security cameras they have, and to call us immediately if they believe they may have seen him.
Cavalcante changed his appearance over the weekend, but reportedly reached out to people he knew for help. Americans gathered at Ground Zero today as tributes unfolded across the country to remember the nearly 3,000 people killed in the 9/11 terror attacks. WCBS TV's Dick Brennan is in New York.
Many are gathered by this reflecting pool here. Place a flag, a flower, a memento, something personal that can help them think back not only on just the events of the day, but also their loved one. But today they say this memorial brings them peace as they reflect on the events of 22 years ago.
Vice President Kamala Harris joined that ceremony in New York. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was at the Pentagon.
We remain relentlessly focused on combating terrorist threats to America.
President Biden will join service members at a ceremony on a military base in Alaska in just a few hours. The FDA has approved new COVID boosters to combat a new strain of the virus that's now driving up cases in the U.S. A CDC advisory board will meet tomorrow to discuss who can get those shots. But after that, millions of doses are expected to be shipped to pharmacies and clinics nationwide. Gun advocates are suing New Mexico's governor.
New Mexico Democrat Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is now facing lawsuits days after she said people cannot carry guns in public in and around some cities and counties for the next 30 days. Protests followed, including one Sunday in Albuquerque, where demonstrators walked around guns in hand.
This governor has overstepped her bounds big time with squashing our constitutional rights. It's time for it to stop.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Days after a deadly earthquake in Morocco, rescue crews are still digging through debris for possible survivors. This man spoke through an interpreter from his village outside of Marrakesh.
The cliff fell on them. The people are still under the rubble, and no one can remove the stones, and the authorities haven't sent the equipment to remove them, as they haven't done so for 3 days. You can smell the corpses everywhere.
More than 2,600 people were killed in that quake. Thousands more are still missing. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
At Grainger,
looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in a case to decide if Catholic Charities Bureau must continue paying into the state's unemployment services. According to a Straight Arrow News report by Wisconsin Law, certain nonprofits can opt out of paying into the unemployment system. Earlier this year, the Wisconsin Court of Appeals ruled that the church does not provide services that are primarily religious in nature and therefore must keep paying into the system. A member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission is facing 3 lawsuits against him relating to the fake elector scheme following the 2020 election. A lawsuit filed in federal court is seeking $2.4 million in damages from Robert Spindle and the other fake electors, alleging they conspired with former President Donald Trump to overturn the election. Another lawsuit in Dane County Circuit Court alleges Spindle should have recused himself from a complaint filed with the Elections Commission, but sat in judgment of himself despite the conflict of interest. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except the stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex, breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Back to work Monday. Dom, I'm calling this one. The So It Begins Monday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
So It Begins. I disagree. Objection, Your Honor. Point of order. I'm going to call this the Here We Go Again or It Keeps On Going edition of the Devil's Advocate Show.
Because you are a bit of a contrarian.
Old situation. More of the same. Hell, it's getting worse, Crudy.
Dom, we got to find guests joining us. 4:30 today, Democratic Wisconsin State Senator Mark Spreitzer. And Mark was the lone dissent in a committee vote, Senate committee vote today, Dom. And the committee voted on the future of Wisconsin elections. Wisconsin elections administrator, Megan Wolf. And Megan Wolf has not actually been nominated before the Senate, according to several legal theories placed and brought to them.
Legal theories, common sense. Yes, yes, correct.
Yet they're taking up her nomination despite the lack of math and such.
They're taking up her nomination despite lack of nomination?
Yes. There seemingly is a bit of a conflict there, you know, but they're going to work it out internally. In the caucus,
oh, sure.
Yeah. Senate Elections Committee votes against keeping Elections Chief Megan Wolf. Molly Beck at the Journal Sentinel reporting. Here's the breaking news, Tom. Republicans on Wisconsin Senate Elections Committee. Now, your boy Dan Knodel, the recently elected through special Dan Knodel, right?
Yes, my state senator.
And this whole effort to dethrone the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator is really about relitigating the rigged election of 2020, right? That's what this is all about, because there's no logic, there's no truth behind it, yet they still want to get rid of the elections administrator.
It's part of a multi-pronged, you know, bad governance by the Republicans. Dan Canola gets in there, gets the supermajority. Right now we have to what? He's going after what? Janet Protasiewicz. That's going to be a thing. They're going, Janet Protasiewicz. What's her crime? Well, she thought that the maps, the redistricting maps here in the state of Wisconsin were unfair, that they were rigged. Never mind that the Republican thought they were fair and not rigged, but, you know, opinions are opinions. Pertaining to Dan Canola, that's a travesty. and she should recuse herself from any case regarding redistricting. Well, what does that involve? That involves elections. What are the Republicans going after as well? Well, Megan Wolf, she's the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Also, Dan Canodal, recently elected to the state Senate, my representative, knee-deep in that. And let's not forget, Dan Canodal was also one of the many signatories to a letter to then-Vice President Mike Pence asking him to, you know, just give him a few more days to figure out some way to cheat the system, Dan Canodal. This isn't new. This is a continuation of the effort of Republicans to deny voters and hold on to their power.
And it sounds like your boy, your senator, Dan Canodal, is the common thread of malfeasance.
Seems to be.
At least one of. Dom, the Senate Committee on Shared Revenue, Elections, and Consumer Protection voted 3-1 on paper ballot, you know, so they didn't have to tell people what they voted. But we know what the one Democrat voted, and we know what the other three votes were, right? 3-1 on paper ballot against the appointment of Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf, despite legal opinions concluding the proceedings were not supported by state law.
Again, never stopped them before.
But, Dom, the question, the issue could advance to the full Senate as early as Thursday.
What issue?
Oh, it's not a problem. You and what army is going to stop him, Dom? Wolf is at the center of a partisan firestorm surrounding the state elections agency as Republican lawmakers continue to embrace former President Donald Trump's false claims about Wisconsin's system of elections, tying the nonpartisan state official to the discontent within the GOP over the outcome of the 2020 election. And Wolf oversees the commission, which provides guidance to nearly 2,000 clerks in Wisconsin. Again, it's like 1,850 individual clerks that run elections. Do you know how decentralized that is? What the likelihood of collusion between 1,850-odd clerks is? Anyways, so she oversees the commission. The guidance is decided by 6 appointed commissioners. You know, Dom, 3 Dems, 3 Republicans, 3 from each major political party. Her job is to implement their decisions as rules governing how elections are administered.
How dare her implement the rules, you know, given to her by the commission?
How dare she?
How dare she?
Because, of course, Trump has villainized her. And Gableman literally, misogynistically villainized her. Amid a push by some Republican lawmakers to oust Wolf, the bipartisan commission, that's the Wisconsin Elections Commission, split over how to respond to the effort and ultimately failed to put forward 4 votes to reappoint Wolf at the end of her term in June. Now,
4 votes to reappoint.
And based on the Fred Preen precedent set recently by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the Walker holdover at the DNR board, we know you can't force someone out until there's a confirmation in the Senate. So no one put her up. Democratic commissioners abstained from voting, citing a recent state Supreme Court ruling. I think I just did that. Same ruling, the Preen ruling, right? That officials can stay in office beyond the expirations of their term if they aren't removed. And Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and nonpartisan attorneys who work for the state legislature, you know, the Senate's part of the legislature, boys and girls, issued legal memos in recent weeks backing the Democrats' arguments, concluding the Senate was taking up a nomination it had not received. Didn't stop them, though, Dom. What about your board, Canodal?
Yeah, committee chairman Dan Canodal, the aforementioned, said last week he was moving forward with a vote anyway in order to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty. Canodal and committee's 2 other Republican members ultimately voted against Wolf's confirmation on Monday. Senator Dan Fian, a Republican from Fond du Lac, and the committee's vice chairman voted against Wolf's reappointment, citing her absence from a recent public hearing held on the matter. She didn't show up for her public hearing amongst a host of other issues that were brought up during the public hearing on her reappointment, the chief of staff Tim Lakin said about the senator's reason for voting against Wolf. A Senator Romaine Quinn, a Republican from Cameron, also cited Wolf's decision not to attend the hearing in his vote against her reappointment. Again, an appointment not made by four votes and not up for nomination. I mean, this is literally as given
vote against given the her. Circumstance. She didn't appear. She didn't come and answer our false and outrageous charges.
Right.
So
right.
Therefore, I can't vote for her. And he wasn't going to vote for her anyways. None of them were, Dom.
Anyway, but this vote, this nomination, this non-nomination, this non-appointment is literally right up a Republican's alley. These are the same. It's as legitimate as the fraudulent electors put forward for the nominations, man. They have zero credibility. There's nothing to do here. The vote was not there. There is no nomination. There is no appointment. This is, you may as well be sitting around having tea with your stuffed animals. This is a joke. There's no governance going on here.
Now, Tony Evers did have a response, Dom. You want to speak on behalf of the governor? I don't think he'd feel comfortable me doing so.
Republicans are hell-bent on doing everything they can to interfere with our elections, including trying to abuse their power by improperly firing the state's elections commissioner, who they last approved with unanimous bipartisan support. It's wrong, and it has to stop, Evers said. Mark Spreitzer, our guest joining us at 4:30, a Democrat from Beloit, voted in support of Wolf. He said her nomination is not properly before the committee, which is made up of three Republicans and two Democrats. Senate Republicans are on a path that will waste taxpayer money and create unnecessary controversy around our elections while attacking qualified, hardworking election officials. Yes, that's what Republicans do these days. That's my insertioner. The senator goes on to say, if, as I fear, my Republican colleagues do not join me in supporting Wolf, I will be submitting a minority report to make clear that the Senate's decision to move this illegitimate process forward is not supported by law and is not the path forward for elections in our state.
Dom.
Spreitzer's chief of staff, let me just one more paragraph.
Yes, Doug, please.
Heinet said report would cover the same legal opinions, concluding Wolf's reappointment was not legally before the Senate. Quote, since Senator Knoebel chose to hold this executive session via paper ballot rather than holding an in-person executive session, committee members were denied the opportunity to discuss the legal memos indicating that this vote was not properly before the Senate and were not able to make any motion in that effect. Now, maybe that's why, Kurti, because we could do the math and figure out who voted for who procedurally. Well, we didn't know we couldn't do this. They didn't allow the legal opinions to be considered. What a joke. What an embarrassment.
What a maroon.
It's not. So what is it? What is this? It's this here we go again or start here now. What was your
so
word
it
of the
begins
day?
Because so I thought that begins. This would be sort of a predecessor, a precursor, a foreshadow of whether or not they had the, you know what, to go and impeach Janet Protasiewicz procedurally or to, you know, put her up for impeachment on the assembly side and then leave her on the back burner, you know, through all the important decisions they possibly could. And based on today's actions by the Elections Committee and the Senate, Dom, oh yeah, they're up for it. Malfeasance, governance for all, Dom. This is a tell of sorts.
Told us long ago. What was his problem? The Republicans are going, they're messing with the machinations of the election process, right? They're out of good ideas. A Republican saying that he has a problem with that. Well, this is a continuation of that. This is the mastization, the cancer spreading of that very same philosophy that the Republicans have embraced. The MAGA has infected the Republican Party, as we know. They are in disarray.
You know, the other thing that has not changed, the Bears. Packers still own your ass. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower or two tonight, and lows in the upper 40s. There could be an early shower tomorrow, then sunshine in upper 60s for the afternoon. Lots of sunshine for Wednesday and a high near 70 degrees and warming all the way up into the upper 70s Thursday as sun continues. Right now it's 73.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
We're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you know what everyone in Wisconsin and Illinois probably are talking about at the water cooler today. That glorious Packer victory. That 3-touchdown performance by Jordan Love. And I'm feeling pretty good about the Jordan Love boat now. You know, the fact that I was out front naming my 1976 fiberglass boat that I am going to invest plenty of time this winter, maybe during the fall, in pimping it out. I'm going to pimp that boat. I'm going to turn it into a full-fledged Jordan Love boat. And after that performance, I can't wait to get to work. I got that thing in the garage. I'm going to get to work like this weekend, Dom.
You go get them, Crudy.
It is going to be stunning by the Super Bowl. Throw her out there on the ice, slide her around a bit. 844-967-2789. If you had not heard, if you're joining us late, welcome. Happy Monday. We've been quibbling over what to call this Monday because I said it's beginning. You know, this is something new. These Republicans, a new round of malfeasance. And it's really since the appointment of Janet, well, let me restate, since the election of Janet Protasiewicz and the threats to impeach her, right? And that's what's coming down the dial next, or at least that's what the threat is next. And coming down the dial here on the Devil's Advocates, we've got State Senator Mark Spreitzer joining us next at 4:30 today. We're still on with Mark, right? Well, Mark was the abstaining vote. Well, he voted to reappoint Megan Wolf today. He was the only vote in support of Megan Wolf, and she is the Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator. This is the foreshadow. This committee vote today, 3 Republicans against her reappointment, 1 Democrat who doesn't even think legally has the right to vote on this because her appointment's not before the Senate, but they've taken it up anyways, and Spreitzer voted to support Megan Wolf. Again, something of a logistical nightmare when you don't believe it, but he voted for her. But Dom, this is just a foreshadowing of what is to come. I mean, you know that they plan on embroiling the state of Wisconsin in litigation for a number of months because she has every right to this job, right? And the fact that they're pushing her out, not for her own actions, but for carrying out the actions of the bipartisan commission that they created when they destroyed the Government Accountability Board. And those of us that have a memory beyond, you know, a goldfish, remember that there used to be nonpartisan judges, retired judges, that would make these rulings. And they did so. They were upheld as some of the best election administrating organization in the nation. And their crime was to try to hold Scott Walker accountable for the fact that he was breaking campaign finance laws in mass. Knew he was doing it. The Government Accountability Board told him you could not coordinate with third-party groups. He did it anyways. And now you can say same old, Dom. I get that point of view. But I think this is a whole new level of autocratic fascism that these Wisconsin Republicans are rolling out since Janet Protasiewicz, since they realized they don't have control over the courts anymore. And this has been an important lever that they've had for 15 years here in the state of Wisconsin. Didn't matter how unconstitutional that crap that Scott Walker rolled out was. Well, they had a compliant, friendly, ends justify the means, partisan court to back them up. Well, they're scared as hell, Dom. If they don't have a rubber stamp on their unconstitutional policies, if they actually had to support the merits of their policies in a court of law, they'd have a hell of a time. 844-967-2789. We'd have a hell of a time if people didn't help us on this big show, like Jake from Milwaukee. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
You know, I know what you can call it today, and I don't know why. It just sounds good, but how about Dumper Dan Day? Because what an idiot. I mean, here's a guy who...
You mean Dumper Dan Canodal Day? Because it could be Dumper Dan O'Donnell Day or some other Dan, just for clarity's sake.
So many Dan's.
Dan O'Donnell Day is every day, but I mean, not only that, but what a stooge, dude. I mean, think about it. He gets in, now he's having, like, he's doing all this stuff, so there's you know, all the other Senate people have been there for a while. So here's this clown who doesn't know how to add, like, you know, up to four, and who's there's all this, you know, the law that they made and all this other stuff, and they go after Janet. His career is actually going to go the other way. He's a stooge. And, you know, like Voss and LeMahieu are behind the scenes, that's who he's working for. He is such an idiot. I mean...
Well, the most troubling part, and Jake, appreciate you listening, but the most troubling part, of course, is this effort against Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Administrator, who doesn't actually set any rules, just administrates someone else's rules, and they're going to fire her because of the administration of the 2020 election, because Trump claims he won, and of course, we all know he lost. And it's a point of contention only in their minds. Because the rest of us have long since moved on. It's been nearly 3 years. But they're still relitigating it. And the reason why, of course, is because their cult leader could end up in a federal prison for trying to overturn this electoral outcome. And many of their team were out there trying to overturn the election. Or at minimum.
They're still trying. I mean, what do you think this is, man? This is a continuation. It's the same old situation from the Republicans. Yes, it seems to be getting the trend line. It's been getting worse and worse and worse. Because as you mentioned, Crudy, they know that their grip on power is slowly, slowly getting loose, man. It's hard for them. So the panic starts to set in a little bit. And just like Dale Schultz said, use the levers of power. They can't win on the ideas. They can't win on the votes. Better candidates, better ideas, my ass. If that was the case, then let's have a fair redistricting and let's have that fight. Not like it is now.
Dom, I don't know if we'll take the Jordan Love boat with, but we're going on a fall love tour. And you can join us. First, to find guests. We'll tell you all about the tour coming soon. Senator Mark Spreitzer coming next. It's the Devil's Advocates. You love us. You know it.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. It's been 22 years since 9/11, and commemorations are happening today at the Pentagon, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and Ground Zero in New York. Mayor Eric Adams says the city remains strong.
Those who thought they were going to break the spirit of who we are, they learned something extremely different about not only the country in general, but specifically about New York City.
Volunteers are still trying to reach people affected by a deadly earthquake in Morocco. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Untold victims remain trapped in areas cut off from aid, where winding roads and landslides make much of the quake zone difficult, and in some cases, impossible to reach so far.
The U.S. says Russia's meeting with North Korea in a desperate cry for help in Ukraine. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
In terms of what it means going forward, I think obviously it means that he is having trouble sustaining the military effort, and so is looking for help from North Korea.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A lack of affordable child care in Wisconsin could begin to affect other industries, according to child care workers. Activists say as more families are squeezed out of affordable child care every year, more parents are being forced to leave the workforce to take care of their children. Business owners have also reported that full-time staff members have been forced to cut hours and work irregularly to accommodate child care needs. Governor Tony Evers called a special session of the legislature to consider picking up funding for child care in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections has announced they discovered an inmate was missing from a prison in Oneida. According to a press release, Dustin Bone is missing from the minimum security Sanger B. Powers Correctional Center in Oneida, and the DOC is warning residents to be aware and contact the department with any information regarding his whereabouts. Bone was originally charged with armed robbery. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Early in the morning.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Light up that cigarette and I strap shoes on my feet. Got to
welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Monday edition. It's getting better right now, Dom. We got a fine guest joining me and you live via StreamYard. He is State Senator Mark Spreitzer, a fine Democrat. Mark, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. Been too long, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you. Mark, some days you must feel like you've taken crazy pills. You're on the elections committee in the state Senate, and the elections committee met today to take up an appointment. I understand that's not before the elections committee. Mark, could you help the audience understand what the hell I'm talking about?
That's right. And first of all, I wish we'd actually met. We voted by paper ballot, which is something the Senate does all too often, where there's no opportunity for any debate or anybody to make any motions or anything. You just get a piece of paper and you can either circle yes or circle no and send it back with your vote. So unfortunately, that's how things often go. And that's what happened today. But the issue is that Megan Wolf's been the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission for a number of years now. She was initially unanimously put forward by the Bipartisan Elections Commission and then confirmed by the state Senate. But since the 2020 election, she's really become the target of a lot of the conspiracy theories that have been out there. And when Donald Trump decided after he lost Wisconsin that he didn't like some of the rules that the election had been run under, things related to absentee ballots, drop boxes, things of that nature that were done during the pandemic, they decided to really scapegoat Megan. And the fact is, all of those things were adopted on a bipartisan basis by the actual commissioners. And it's just Megan Wolf's job to go ahead and implement what the commission does. But Republicans are essentially now trying to fire her because of Donald Trump stirring up their base, and they need some red meat for the base here. Really, her nomination's not even properly before the Senate because she doesn't need to be renominated. She gets to continue to serve as long as the Wisconsin Elections Commission wants her there. They've not chosen to put forward anybody else, but they didn't put her back forward either because they don't need to. She's still in the position, and the Senate really had nothing to vote on today. But unfortunately, I think my Republican colleagues are heading down a path where we probably end up in court with a fight over whether she is or isn't going to be the administrator, because the next step here would be a vote by the full Senate. And if the full Senate votes her down, I would argue that vote is legally meaningless, but we probably end up in court at that point.
And Mark, that could come as soon as Thursday of this week on the 14th, right?
It could. The Senate's scheduled to meet on Thursday. We have not been told what we're going to be voting on yet, but I wouldn't be at all surprised to see a vote on Megan Wolf on the agenda.
Mark, I'm not saying it started with the Gableman special prosecution, but this effort to sort of create this alternative narrative, this alternative reality to give some sort of credence to the fact it was rigged or it was stolen or there was something that didn't add up about the 2020 election. Well, sir, we've been through a number of audits. We've been through, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty did their own take on it. No one has really found anything wrong. Tell us about Gableman, how this has sort of clouded this process, the investigation of the so-called special prosecutor. Mark, for those not paying attention, Senator, you and Gableman went round and round. Let's talk about him for a minute, sir.
We certainly did. And, you know, when Gableman was hired by Voss, one of the first things Gableman said was that the reason he was there was because voters don't have confidence in our elections. And one of the first things I said to him is, no, you are the reason voters are not having confidence, because you're out there lying to voters and telling them that they shouldn't have confidence, and spreading conspiracy theories, giving them an official platform in the Capitol from a former Supreme Court justice. And so, you know, voters who are listening to you now have less confidence than they did before you were hired. And unfortunately, that has persisted. And with Megan Wolf, we literally had some of the same people who came and testified during the Gableman investigation, who came to Megan Wolf's hearing and didn't just say that she shouldn't continue as administrator. They called for her to be arrested and jailed because they think she's committed crimes, because that's what they've been told by people like Gableman, who, by the way, also showed up to the hearing on Megan Wolf.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Wisconsin State Senator Mark Spreitzer from Beloit joining us. Mark, great to talk to you again. My understanding, sir, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, based on the rules and as it was explained to me, as I read by Josh Call and the nonpartisan attorneys from the state legislature, was that you need to have four votes or six on it. They need a majority, four, to put it forth as an option. And they didn't. The Dems abstained, and Republicans voted 3-0, and three is not four. And I guess, I'm just wondering, how are we even here, Mark? I mean, five is not four either. If this was 5-0, I mean, if the numbers don't matter, if the process doesn't matter, then what are we doing, Mark? We're wasting our time.
You've got the math right. It's pretty basic math. It takes four votes on the Wisconsin Elections Commission to do basically anything, and that is designed that way to make sure that there has to be at least one Democrat and at least one Republican voting for something for it to happen. And that's explicitly the case with appointing an administrator. And she got three votes because the Dems abstained, because there was no need to renominate her because she gets to continue to serve. And obviously my Republican colleagues can do math too, but the Senate Republicans put forward a resolution that basically said, well, we're going to consider her to have been nominated anyway so that we can move forward with a confirmation process that ends with firing her. And I don't think they get to do that. I think she's either been nominated or she hasn't, and she hasn't. And they, you know, just that they can wake up and say, well, we consider her to have been nominated. That isn't how it works. And going back to, you know, why didn't she need to be renominated? Okay, her term expired July 1st. Why don't we need to renominate her? Why don't we need to confirm her? Well, do you remember the situation with the DNR board where Fred Prain, the Walker appointee whose term had expired, and he decided he just was going to stick around and not give up his seat, even though Governor Evers had appointed his replacement? And that case went all the way up to the state Supreme Court, and the state Supreme Court said he got to stay. And guess what? That precedent also says that Megan Wolf gets to stay. And I frankly disagree with that. I think we should change the state law. But what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And until we change that state law, you don't get to have it one way with the DNR board and another way with the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Mark, a continuing figure, newly elected state senator, my state senator, Dan Knoedl. Not only did he was he one of the signatories of a January 5th, 2020 letter to then Vice President Mike Pence asking him to delay the certification, you know, so the states can do their part to figure it out. Not only is he involved in this attempted firing of the Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf under, you know, illogical, illegal, I would call it, grounds. But hell, you know, it's the taxpayers' money for the lawyers. Doesn't matter to them. But he's also, Dan Knoedl, involved in this impeachment effort of Janet Protasiewicz. And, you know, Kurt and I were talking about when we started the show, is this really a matter of and so it begins? Or is this the same old situation, a continuation of what we've seen from the Republican Party, certainly here in the state of Wisconsin, over the last 10 plus years, Mark? Your opinion?
I think it's a continuation. It's just sort of jumped from the Assembly to the Senate. You know, if you recall the last 2 years, it was really the Assembly Committee chaired by Janelle Branchon at the time, where all of the drama and nonsense was going on. Well, she's no longer the chair over there, so that's gotten pretty quiet. But Dan Knoedl is in the district right next to her. I think there's something in the water. And of course, he just had to beat her in a Republican primary and had to, you know, put forward just how far right he was. And so now he's the chair on the Senate side, and we're seeing more of the same in the Senate now.
So Thursday, if this comes to a vote on Thursday and they vote to fire her, what happens then, sir?
In my opinion, legally, nothing. I think she should show up to work the next day, and she's still the administrator. But at that point, if she does that, I would expect my Republican colleagues might sue and try to argue otherwise, and then we have a court fight. I think that she wins that court fight, but that certainly injects both unnecessary cost to taxpayers and unnecessary uncertainty around our elections. So it'd be really nice if Republicans would just stop this and not bring it to a vote on Thursday. But if they do, in my opinion, she shows up to work on Friday.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We'll show up for work on Friday. We got a fine guest right now. He is State Senator Mark Spreitzer, a Democrat from Beloit. Mark, appreciate you sticking around for us. From one constitutional crisis to the other, I wanted to talk about the perhaps impeachment or impeachment action that could back burner Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Mark, I saw this committee vote in the Elections Committee as a bad foreshadowing sign that these Republicans are willing, are looking forward to raising it to a new level. And I know there's been malfeasance for the last 10, 12, 15 years here in the state of Wisconsin, Mark, but I see this as a new level. Mark, first and foremost, do you think today's Senate committee action is a foreshadow at all of what may happen to Janet Protasiewicz later this week?
I don't know if it is or isn't, but it's certainly not a good sign. But, you know, even compared to this, which is absolute nonsense, has no legal effect, and, you know, is going to lead to more court battles, I think impeachment is truly a nuclear option. And my Republican colleagues need to understand that. You know, we've had a fairly productive legislative session, to be honest, despite the nonsense. We've gotten some good bipartisan work done. if they actually do impeachment, that's all over. The session might as well be over. And we are in full constitutional crisis at that point. Just don't go there. But, you know, if they do, then things are going to get very interesting in the state of Wisconsin, and not in a good way.
Well, Mark, I'm assuming they're going to go there. They've sort of shown their hands, or at least I think they're showing us some tells. Mark, let's assume they do go there. The caucus, the Democratic Party, is it prepared? I understand the Democratic Party itself, Ben Wickler was on the show the other day. They're raising money. They're getting ready to do a media blitz to try and sort of buttress the position of Janet Protasiewicz. But if this is coming down the pike Thursday, I haven't seen any ads yet, Mark. I appreciate you coming on the air, and I appreciate Ben Wickler coming on the air. But man, this seems like five alarm fire sort of time. Is there any preemptive strike that can come other than us hoping it doesn't happen?
Absolutely. There's already organizing happening. I can't directly, you know, speak to all of it, but trying to get Republicans on the record, and some have gone on the record now against impeachment, Republican legislators. This is not going to come Thursday. For one thing, you know, Janet Protasiewicz hasn't made any decisions about recusal yet. And my understanding is she asked for some additional briefing on that that would be due on September 18th. So I think we've got a little longer before Republicans would even have the decision to make about impeachment. And I think that's a good thing because it gives them a chance to take pause. And it frankly gives voters a chance to contact their legislators and say, no, you can't overturn our votes. You can't overturn the will of the people. Even with gerrymandered maps, we will remember that in the next election.
But Mark, if they do take the action in the assembly, I suspect you'll never get a crack at voting to acquit or convict in the Senate side, because the action is not about her worthiness to serve. This action is about sidelining a Supreme Court justice. That's my interpretation, sir. How about yours?
That's right. I mean, that's the concern, is that the assembly could impeach and then the Senate do nothing, and it would make it a 3-3 court. I think there may be legal options that come into play there. I'm not a lawyer, and I can't speak to all of that, but I think there are clearly not grounds for impeachment, and so it's not at all clear to me that any impeachment would actually be legal. That's something that if they move forward with it, I think we're going to have to raise those questions. But again, you know, I hope the assembly doesn't move forward, and they really can't make that decision until we get an answer on recusal. I don't think she should recuse. There's no reason to. But if she finally makes the decision not to, and the assembly then has a decision to make, I certainly hope that folks in that caucus will talk to Robin Voss and say, we can't do this.
Mark, I hope you're right. But if this comes to fruition, these hypotheticals, Tony Evers would be forced to call a special election next spring in tandem with the Republican presidential primary. Mark, I think they think that would be an advantageous time. We're down to 30 seconds, sir. I think that's the icing on the cake for these Republicans.
Depends on what happens. If there's a vacancy after December 1st, then the special election wouldn't be till 2031. So unless they actually have the votes in the Senate to remove her, which I don't think they do, I'm not so worried about a special election next April.
Senator Mark Spreitzer, thank you so much for joining us. The rest of you, stick around. More Devil's Advocates.
Thank you, Mark.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars, workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower or two tonight, and lows in the upper 40s. There could be an early shower tomorrow, then sunshine in upper 60s for the afternoon. Lots of sunshine for Wednesday and a high near 70 degrees and warming all the way up into the upper 70s Thursday as sun continues. It's 71 right now.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, State Senator Mark Spreitzer. He's a Democrat from Beloit. He is on the elections committee on the Senate side, and they took up the case of Megan Wolf. Even though probably legally they've got no right to do so, those Republicans, they'll do anything. So the committee voted 3-1 to kill her nomination. And Thursday, both the Assembly and the Senate they're on the floor. So one must wonder, will a greater vote happen on this non-nomination of Megan Wolf on Thursday? Will they vote to kill her job effectively, or at least her position, her holding this position? And then one must imagine onto the lawsuits, Tom. Because that's what's coming next.
I mean,
they're just burning taxpayer money.
Oh, they're fine. Exactly. So what? You know, the party of fiscal responsibility. Crudy, and I think, Nate, you got that sound from former Wisconsin State Senator Dale Schultz.
Yeah, just, go ahead, Crudy. Just multiply that times a Gableman investigation.
It's just, we reference this, and this is a Republican. Senate Majority Leader?
Twice elected Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz. This interview, is this from 2014, Dom?
Yes, this is the
coming off the Senate floor when they were attacking the machinations of the vote. I actually want to say 2013, the time frame on this. About 10 years ago, Dale's still a friend. Republicans still at it.
Let's hear what Dale had
Senator
to say.
Dale Schultz. What I don't understand is, why? Was there some cost-benefit analysis done on this as to how much it would cost to open this up to the rural areas? Because short of any reasonable explanation, how can I sit and defend, as I do often on this show, some of these conservative policies?
Let me just say, my friend, I am not willing to defend them anymore. I'm just not, and I'm embarrassed by this.
That was a decade ago. And Dale Schultz, you know, my only sadness is that Dale stepped away from the fray because they were going to primary Dale. They were going to take the guy out. Howard Markline now holds that seat. And I don't think Howard does worth a damn representing the county of Richland or Richland Center or the entire area. In fact, he often wades into land management issues here in Dane County, an area he does not represent one iota. Water issues in Dane County, in no small part, were decided by Howard Markline by his own admission because an anonymous donor gave him money to persuade him, but he can't say who.
Constituent services at its best.
Good thing they don't have Dale Schultz to kick around anymore out there in Richland County.
Well, and this is like my understanding, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but he voted like with the Republicans like 95% of the time. I mean, he was the majority leader. He was Republican majority leader. It's not like this guy was, you know, jumping on and voting with the Dems on all these issues. I mean, he carried the Republican line until he was like, oh, damn, you guys are doing this? I can't be a part of that. And they're like, okay, you're out of here. So they're going to primary him to the right. That's one of the consequences of a political gerrymander to this degree. If you don't toe the line for Robin Voss, he's going to primary you to the right.
Well, Dominic, we should inform the audience. You've perhaps heard a theme going on. Love is the theme. We love you, hopefully half as much as you love us. But, Dom, we're going out amongst the people, and it starts this week. And we're getting to Richland Center again very, very soon, and we'll invite our friend Dale Schultz, formerly twice-elected majority leader, as a Republican in the Senate, because Dale was way too candid, man, and cost him his job. But Dale's still out there, and he's still a good man of character, and we'll have Dale on that day. But that day will be September 28th. We'll be broadcasting from a bowling alley in Richland Center, and you might ask us why. Because that's where the people are, Dom. They'll be getting ready for a Packer game. Packers play Detroit that night at 7:15. That'll be like
glorious Detroit victory.
Oh, Packers. Packers, baby. So you and I will have it out. First, we'll do the politics, and then we'll do the Packers. But for the next 3 weeks, Dom, going on the road, having some fun, meeting with some people, doing some party sites. So this week, the fall, is it fall in love or fall love?
Fall in love tour.
The fall in love hometown tour 2023 starts this Thursday in Bull Falls radio territory. We're going up to Wausau. We'll broadcast from our facility there on Thursday, although we're going to work hard to get us some locals, some Marathon County, some important people that you need to know from that part of the state. And then on Friday, Dom, I'm already in conversations with the local Democratic Party there, hoping to introduce you to some of the people working hard in the Eau Claire Valley, up there in Chippewa Falls, where we got the TAP 93.5. You and I are going to be up there on Friday night partying with the people, Dom. You want to see us? We're at Oktoberfest in Chippewa Falls Friday night. Go out to the, I believe it's the Northern Wisconsin Fairgrounds up by the Lightning Kugels in Chippewa Falls, and you'll find Dom and Crute broadcasting and, you know, doing what comes natural, partying with the people. Next week, Dom, I'm doing it without you. I'll confirm details next week because you won't care. You'll be gone those 2 days I'm traveling. But the week after that, Dom, we've got that pinned down. WRCO Richland Center, WRCE Richland Center, politics, then Packers on the 28th. And then Dom going back to God's country, going to see Dana up in La Crosse and all the fine people. And if you want to party with us, once again, it's Oktoberfest. There's a theme going on here. We should have worked the Oktoberfest in the tour somewhere. But if they had our town's Oktoberfest on the calendar, Dom, I'd probably have a hotel room for us.
All right, good.
And plans to broadcast from there.
Excellent. Love it.
So we will be in God's country. We'll go back to where it all began. Dom and Crute on the radio. Well, it began for me. You came along later. You're like an afterthought.
You were my roommate, man. I remember you getting up early and doing your media stuff. I couldn't believe it. Now here we are, 30-plus years later.
Here we are, 30-plus years later. And, you know, this weekend, the picture, first and foremost, Miss Bob. And yeah, I didn't join in. I was in bad cell coverage. But all the different tributes to our past friend, our roommate that's no longer with us, made me a little...
You would have been 55, man, yesterday.
Too young.
Yeah.
And anyways, Tom, made me look forward to partying in La Crosse. Got to look up Rock and Lar. And, oh, there's all sorts of characters. We'll take you along. Want to party with this crew? With the Devil's Advocates? We want to party with you. The Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 coming to a radio station near you, a party location near you. And all we ask for is your adoration. You know, some cookies if you can spare them. And, you know, keep my friend Dom happy. Likes loose joints. See you on the road, folks. We'll be back the happier happy hour. And did I mention
the RPG came through the belly of the aircraft? We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.